This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Monday. Very glad to be here with you today. And, you know, we are big on this show about putting the spotlight on people who are standing in the fray to represent us, and common sense. And being from Illinois, as I am, it's hard to find people who are in elected government that are representing common sense, let alone me and whatever ration of common sense that I have. And so when we have the opportunity to highlight people who are looking to step up, it's my, I feel, responsibility to make sure that I share my spotlight that we have here from noon to three on the Annie Fry Show with these individuals. So today we have some Madison County candidates in studio with us. We are taking questions as well on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. You go there and you just put your question in. Brad will highlight them, and I'll see if I can get them asked before the end of the hour. They're going to be in studio with us here for the next 30 minutes. So let's welcome in Erica Conway Harris, who is running for the state Senate seat. Erica, thank you so much for being in here with us today.
Thanks for having us, Annie.
So you are somebody who has served in the Madison County Board. You have experience in local government. You're stepping it up to run for the state Senate. Republicans are in the super minority in the state Senate, as they are in the state House. And if you were to win your race, you would be flipping it red from blue. The person who has currently been in that, Rochelle Ogg Crow, was nominated by the Biden administration, I believe. Is that correct?
Correct.
And so she's no longer in there. They've replaced her. And, you know, I look at Rochelle Ogg Crow as somebody who was there when the Safety Act was passed, was there when a lot of the other things that have taken Illinois in such a direction that it's in right now. She's been there and she's been a part of it. I have not seen, as my state senator, because you would be my state senator if you win, I have not seen her advocating for things that I think common sense voters in the Madison County area and the district that you'd represent, this 56th district, I haven't seen her representing my needs and interests.
Thanks, Annie. That you raise a great point. I feel like the candidate that's running on common sense. I'm a mom, a small business owner. Like you mentioned, I ran for county board in 2016 because I was not happy with the value we were getting for the property taxes we were paying, and I wanted a seat at the table to be able to have a little bit more of a voice there. I'm super proud to say that after that election, I did vote, and we successfully lowered the county portion of taxes without cutting any services. In fact, we were able to still cut taxes and still fund different activities that we needed to. We increased funding for the sheriff's department. We were able to renovate our jail, which was in much needed of having that happen. So really just taking a smarter, common sense approach look, just like we would with our own budgets and our personal finances or our small businesses, to make sure that we are getting the best value for what we're spending.
Erica, you make such a good point, because the Madison County Board has not been a Republican majority board for a long time. You were part of flipping that, as I understand it. And you went into a blue situation with a brand new Republican majority, and you made a measurable difference. As somebody who lives in Madison County myself, you know what it's like to go into a situation. Super majority of Democrats right now, super minority of Republicans. You flip the seat, that's one step closer to getting out of that. And to make an immediate difference for people who are needing it in the 56.
Yes.
Yes. You've done a very good job of that. Also in here with us, my new state representative, because they decided to take me out of Katie Stewart's district. I don't know why they would want me to not be in Katie Stewart's district anymore. She is the Democrat representative for the 112th. We have Amy Ellick, who represents the 111th. They drew a circle around my house and said, Amy, here, you take Annie. You deal with her. And I am excited to have a common sense representative. But you've been in Springfield. You've seen what the Democrats are able to do with a super majority. Tell me, Amy Ellick, so far, because this will be, is this your second election?
Yes.
This is your second election. Tell me the difference between being in a super minority of Republicans and maybe winning some seats, like we're going to speak with Jen Cordy, who's going to beat Katie Stewart here in a minute. What would that mean for your ability to do your job in Springfield for your constituents?
Every single Republican seat that we add to the General Assembly gets us better legislation, better balance, and a more a thriving Illinois government that actually works for taxpayers and citizens. We've got a lot that the Republicans have been able to stop, and no one sees that, and that's fine. We're not looking for the glory for that. There is so much more, though, that we can do to have better legislation and just a safer Illinois, a lower cost Illinois, if we can all work together and have more balance.
So Amy Ellick in here with us, representing the 111th district, running for re-election. I will be casting my vote for Amy Ellick this November. You're asking for a safer Illinois, but I think that the Democrats have done a great job of doing that because they passed the Safety Act, which means that they're trying to make it safer. At least that's what they're hoping that uninformed voters might think.
That's what they are going to tell you. However, just look at the confusion, the uncertainty that has resulted from that act. When we look at the fact that no cash bail will be in place on January 1st, 2023, I'm really, really glad that voters and constituents in Illinois are kind of having a resurgence of questions about what in the world is this act and what's going on. I'm glad that that's coming to the forefront again. We've been speaking on it since it passed in January 2021, but it really needs to be on the minds and hearts of voters when they go and look at see who they're going to decide on to vote for Senate, state representatives, and races like that. This law is going to add uncertainty and confusion, as I said, to things like non-detainable offenses, no cash bail. That is exactly what is harmful to law-abiding citizens and victims in Illinois. Both Republicans and Democrats are speaking out about how bad this is. It was vaguely written, pushed through in the dead of night through the Senate, and then a couple hours before I was actually sworn in that day, on my very first day in the General Assembly, before I was sworn in the last actions of Michael Madigan's supermajority and his 50 years of reign, they pushed that through as, handing out favors to other Democrat legislators. It is dangerous for Illinois.
I think that you said Republicans and Democrats are standing out against it. 100 out of 102 states' attorneys, that is absolutely a bipartisan group of people. That is a group of informed people in this state, Republicans and Democrats, who are saying this is a bad idea. This shouldn't be the case. 100 out of 102 states' attorneys saying no, bad, no bueno for the Safety Act. But interestingly enough, we reached out to Katie Stewart, who is my current representative. It was her bill that started, wasn't it a pharmaceutical bill or something like that? She put in some sort of pharmaceutical bill. And this is how crap goes down in Springfield. And this is why I want anybody who's listening right now in Missouri or Illinois to understand how these Democrats work in the state of Illinois. Katie Stewart puts in some sort of, to lower cost of pharmaceuticals or something. I don't even remember. It doesn't even matter. Because what the Democrats did is they said, all right, we're going to take your bill and we're just going to make it a no cash bill. And then that happened. And then it passed. Katie Stewart didn't even vote to support this bill, which I thought, wow, that's amazing. A Democrat who says, no, this is a bad bill for Illinois. Come on the Annie Frye Show and tell me why. Why'd you vote no? Why is this bad for Illinoisans? She won't do it. She turned me down. You know why? Because she voted no. This is me saying this. She voted no so that people can't put out on campaign flyers telling the world that She voted yes for the Safety Act. She doesn't want people to be able to say that, but she won't come on this show and explain why she voted no. Well, she voted no because she was told to vote no. That's why Katie Stewart voted no, because when it came to campaign time, it would be disadvantageous for her to be running against Jen Cordy, and Jen Cordy coming on the show here, who's running in the 112th, saying,
Yeah, you know, Katie Stewart voted in favor of this. It started as her bill. She should be the number one person out there right now saying, this is a bad bill. I voted no. The Democrats played shady, dark of night games to take my bill that I was trying to do something good and turned it into this. And so I voted no. She should come on the show and say it. She won't do it. Jen Cordy wants to beat her, and, you know, she can spend, Katie Stewart can spend all of her time talking in libraries and collecting tampons for the rest of the community, even if she's not an elected official. I digress. Jen, you stepped into the fray. You are not a politician, as I understand it, correct?
That is correct. I am a stay-at-home mom. I have three children. I've been a stay-at-home mom for the last 17 years. I was a social worker at Barnes Jewish Hospital before that, so I have my master's degree. And I've been very actively involved with our churches, the community, volunteering. But the government overreach, I decided it was time to step up to the plate.
Is that not, I mean, if you're listening right now and you're somebody who has watched nationally, the way Democrats, it's a very incestuous way that politics works, is you just take care of your own. The right people get ushered in. The money goes to those right people. It's a whole system. It's not set up to benefit you. Jen took an opportunity and said, I'd like to try to make a difference here. And you stepped up, and it's not easy. I mean, I know what politics are from my angle of it, Jen, but this has been, you were up against a machine of money that is just funneling against you, somebody with no political record, because you stepped up and said, I want to make a difference. You were seen as a threat. They are investing a lot of money in Katie Stewart's race. What is it about Katie Stewart that they're trying to protect?
Well, I mean, she is completely funded by Chicago money. She's funded by special interest groups, the Democrats, lawyers. If you look at her funding, you can tell that she is not being even given a cent by anybody local. So they're protecting her because they know that the Chicago Democrats can completely control her. She votes every single time their way. And if she votes against something, it's because somebody else voted for it and she was allowed to vote against it. She is not thinking for her constituents. In fact, at one point, somebody even asked her, did you ask your constituents if you want this bill? She said no. And I have that on tape.
Fantastic. Well, I'm going to ask Jen about the sex education direction that the state of Illinois is going. I'm a mom of four. I am married to a public school teacher. I see a lot of this stuff happening. I care deeply about the direction that the bureaucrats and the elected Democrats are trying to push our state in the direction of this incredibly overly progressive move towards inserting sex education in the lives of very, very young children. One of the motivating factors behind Jen Cordy getting into this race, we're going to ask her about what's at stake in this election on that particular issue, mom to mom, right here on The Annie Fry Show when we come back. Don't go away. Welcome back to The Annie Fry Show. Thanks for being here. Sweet Emotion played at the Cardinals game when I was there Saturday, and it was just like in my veins. I can't wait for playoff baseball. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Right now, we have in studio special guests, Jennifer Cordy, who's running for the 112th district, the state house district there in Illinois. And I'm looking forward to Jen Cordy's victory. We have Amy Ella, currently in the 111th, running for re-election, the 111th, doing a fantastic job for the 111th. And Erica Conway Harris, who is running to flip the blue state Senate District 56 to red. As we said right before the break, a couple minutes to you, Jen Cordy, 112th district candidate for the Republicans. Sex education in Illinois is unbelievable. What people know they are aghast by, there is even more that people don't know quite yet. What have you learned in your pursuit to represent these people and maybe make a difference in this regard?
Well, I've learned that a lot of it is not friendly to talk about on the radio. And if that's the case, we should not be talking about it in classrooms.
What a great point. Spot, like, yes, duh. Hello. That's such a great point, Jen.
But I think we're putting our teachers in a very awkward spot. Teachers just want to teach, and kids honestly should have no job. The job of this current sex education bill is social justice. A job of a child is to go to school, have fun, play, and just be innocent. We don't need to go through all this stuff. And it's really important for people to look this up. It's the National Sex Education Standards Version 2. I'm going to have it on my website eventually. And it's just really important for everybody to look this information up and read it over and over again. And then when you're reading it and it says define a certain word, go to the very bottom and you will see the definitions. I was actually rather shocked with several of the definitions.
The website is jennifercorti.com, K-O-R-T-E, jennifercorti.com. And I will say, in ways that I try to communicate over there when we're talking about these types of sensitive issues, that nothing that they're talking about when it comes to sexual education really points to the idea of how it affects reproduction. Granted, I will also say that the Democrats are not really interested in reproduction. They're just really interested in the social justice side of it, like Jennifer was just saying. But the as low as was, did you say it was 11 years old, is talking about like different forms of intercourse, and then also even third to fifth grade?
It starts at kindergarten. And what's really interesting is they don't even talk about reproduction. The definition of reproduction is not even defined.
Which we're not educating on sex because it's how we get more people.
Correct. They make that very clear.
Yes. And I mean, we're talking about like self ways, wink, wink, to in the third to fifth grade. Mm-hmm. What in the freaking world is this? This is madness. Everybody knows it's madness. And in November, you have to vote common sense, folks, into Springfield. You have to. You have no choice. And your job starts today. Go to jennifercorti.com to learn more about what she represents. And please, 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 please get involved so that in November we can replace Katie Stewart. That is a blue to red seat. Amy Ellick, you are in the legislature right now representing the 111th. You have done so wonderfully. People say the greatest things about you, but like the Sex Education Bill, the Safety Act, among many other things, there is no promise that I can see coming from Democrats who are currently in the supermajority, Governor Pritzker, if he is to get reelected. There's nothing on the horizon that they promise that seems to be advocating for my life as a taxpayer in the state of Illinois, my life as a parent in the state of Illinois, my life as a just freedom-loving, liberty-loving American in the state of Illinois. They've got solutions for every one of the problems that I don't currently know that I have.
Very well said. You're absolutely right. And I'll tell you where it's coming from. It's coming from the most liberal wing of the Democratic Party, the Chicago Democrats. They have their agenda. When you have Democrats, maybe this, you know, south of Springfield saying, well, it's okay because I'm a conservative Democrat, I'm here to tell you those conservative Democrats or even moderate Democrats have no power in their own caucus and they can't speak up about it.
Which is why Katie Stewart,
silenced.
Yeah, which is why mm-hmm. Katie Stewart won't come up because her vote was what she was told to do. Her no vote against the Safety Act, she was instructed on what she was going to do. Politically expedient for the Democrat supermajority for her to vote no. That's what she did because Katie Stewart represents Democrats. She doesn't represent the 112th. We're going to take an extra minute here, so we'll go to 5750. Eric, I want to talk to you about the Safety Act. I want to talk to you about, Madison County specifically, your experience, like you were talking about, working to invest in the sheriff's department, working to invest in the local jail, working to invest in law and order. As somebody who was on the Madison County board, you're running for the Illinois State Senate District 56. This would be a blue seat flipped red if you vote for Erica Conway Harris. Talk to me about the Safety Act and how important this is to people who you talk to on the streets.
So I think part of this that we are failing to mention, clearly we are going to have a less safe environment, but it is also going to cost us more. And so that cost is something that hasn't really been discussed a whole lot. Some suburban counties, Kane County has already come out and said that this will cost them $3 million to implement. They haven't raised taxes at their county level for like 10 years. They're now talking about it because of the Safety Act. DuPage County is saying that it's going to cost them $12 million. Madison County, we're still figuring out the numbers. But like I told you, I'm super proud that since my time on the county board, we have lowered taxes. We've lowered taxes, and now we are going to be in a place where we are going to have to make some very tough decisions as we are looking at all these mandates that are coming down, not knowing what grants are going to be available with them. And the Safety Act is really forcing counties to need to decide between reducing safety services or finding new revenue, such as increasing taxes or both. So
imagine a bill called the Safety Act that requires people to raise their taxes locally and makes you less safe. That can only be put together by the Democrats. Good grief. I mean, it's like they manifest new ways to be dumb, and it drives me crazy. I want you to understand each of these women in here are putting themselves out there for you to support. It is a very precarious thing to do to step in and run for office. Amy, your political career before, this is your second election. You're running for re-election for the first time. Talk to me about your long-storied political career before your last election.
My long-storied political career, I was a township trustee in a very small rural township where I live for about 7 years, which I absolutely love doing because that is the lowest, mm-hmm. you know, the smallest form of government that you can be a part of. And I did that because I love my community.
Tell me real quick about the 111th. Mm-hmm. Name some towns real quick. I'll let each of you do that with your districts.
Godfrey and Alton, follow the river south. Roxana, Wood River, East Alton, Pontoon Beach, Granite City. The new district, as you said, goes out 270, picks up Glen Carbon and some Maryville and Collinsville addresses.
Yeah, I think they tried to take away some conservative voters from the Katie Stewart district. And they're like, here, Amy's good. She's doing her job. Let's give her some more of those conservatives so that they don't vote for the Republican challenger to Katie Stewart in the 112th district. Jen Cordy is running to defeat Katie Stewart in that district in the 112th. JenniferCordy.com. Real quick, your district name. Some of the towns in that:
Edwardsville, Maryville, Collinsville, Caseyville, Granite City, O'Fallon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all over.
It's right there. And mm-hmm. then you've got Erica Conway Harris. You're running for the Illinois State Senate District 56. Senate districts are a little bit bigger, but just kind of give me the runaround real quick here.
If either Jen or Amy is on your ballot, you can vote for me.
That's fantastic. And you can always go look. Early voting is open. Go mm-hmm. vote now. Get done with this interview. Put us on the Odyssey app. Follow 97.1 FM Talk, stick with the Annie Fry Show, and I don't know, take us into the polling booth and make them tell you to turn it off. That'd be funny. They're going to tell you to turn it off. I don't think you can listen to it, but you could try. Thank you, ladies. Wonderful work, and I am so happy to support you. And they will be back here in studio with me before Election Day. Don't go away. More Annie Fry Show in a minute.
Get more at 97.1talk.com. Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.